took you so long, nerd? Get your butt down here. I got something I want to do. The neighbors? To hell with your neighbors. Not my problem. It's not even that late anyway. 2 a.m.? Yeah? So what? No, get down here, idiot, or I will keep honking until you do. I'll give you 60 seconds. 56, 55, 54. Eight, seven, six, five, there you go. I knew you could do it. And I have to say, cute PJs. Did your mom buy them for you? I'm kidding. They fit you perfectly. Now swing your butt into the whip. Yes, dork, I mean my car. Gosh, you really are such a loser. Alrighty, we gotta get on the road now. Hold tight, the safety belt is kinda broken. But no worries, I'm a genius on the road. An asphalt cowgirl, you can say. Ooh, you wanna know where we will go? Is something getting his hopes up? Maybe she takes me home with her, is that what you think? Well, too bad, buddy. I don't plan on bringing you there. At least not now. Oh, nothing. Now let's get going. I don't want to be late. No, we aren't too late already. You're such a joy kill, you know that? Only because in your world this is the middle of the night doesn't mean that you can't still have fun outside. You'll see. Radio? That piece of crap broke a few weeks ago. I was planning on getting it fixed, but my friend that pimped this beauty for me is currently in jail, so I kind of wait for him to get out of there to fix my baby again. What did he do? I don't know. Maybe murder? Robbing a bank would also be pretty likely. You believe everything, don't you? He just had problems with one of his customers and beat him up. Problem is, that little weasel had an uncle in the force. So, yeah, they put him in for a few months to teach him a lesson. These assholes. He is a fine man, I swear. Just has a short fuse, but can you blame him? Life is tough without all the qualifications and stuff. I mean, not like you have to worry about that stuff like that. Mr. I go to college after school. Mr. I can let my radio get fixed the normal way. I'm just teasing you. I hope you know that. You might be a nerd, but at least you know what you want. You got your head screwed on the right way, you could say. Oh, someone's getting shy over there. What? Not used to compliments? But it's true. And not only that, this head of yours? Not too bad to look at, you know? What about my hand? On your thigh? Yeah, this is where I like to place my hand. You got a problem with that? That's what I thought. You actually enjoy me touching you. Am I correct? Oh my, so honest. Well, good timing. We've arrived. Where is this place? This place I usually come to when I feel like everything is too much for me to handle. Can you see the tire someone hung up there? When you sit down in that camping chair around 3 a.m. this season, the moon will shine right through that thing. And not only that, from the distance and the angle you sit, it will fill up the tire completely. It's pretty calming. Waiting here, looking up into the sky, seeing how slowly but surely the moon will fill the hole in the tire. It makes all the stress go away. Yes, idiot. Even I can get stressed. Though, in the last few months, it became a bit less frequent. And that's thanks to you. It's such a coincidence you had met again after high school. And even after that, I never thought that someone like you, good grades, happy life, goals and ambitions for the future, that someone like you would want to talk to me, or even hang out. But for you, this became weirdly normal. I was thinking that you must have heard some shit about me. Like me selling myself, or that I'm an easy girl, but you were genuinely interested in catching up. You saw me for myself, and my reputation. That was really sweet of you. I'm very much aware that we're different, in more ways than one. I'm just hanging out at night, doing all kinds of shady stuff to get a bit of money. Mostly just boring work. People think it's exciting to be free spirit. You want to know what we free spirits really do? We work hard-ass jobs, get paid way below minimum wage, and get treated worse than dogs. No wonders we all start doing even shadier things the longer we're out here. But you never cared about that. You made me feel at ease because of that. That is so like you. I'm happy you enjoy spending time with me. How can you say stuff like that and not even blush a little bit? And now that I bring it up, you get beet red all the way up to your ears. You really are such a cutie. Which is why I still can't believe you're really not having any thoughts in the back of your head. Anything you plan to do? Something to fuck me over? I know it's unhealthy to think that way, but it is just what you do when everyone could mean harm to you. I live a different life than you do, remember? I can't take kindness for granted, which is why, at times, mostly right after meeting up with you, I think back to when we reunited. These thoughts that you have a motive, that you are just after my body, just wanting to satisfy your lust. Sometimes I lose myself in these thoughts. What would he do to me? What would make him happy? Is he really happy with just being friends? And after a while, I realize something. What if it isn't you that is craving for me, but rather me that is craving for you? Since then, every time you touch me, every time you look into my eyes, I can feel something burn deep, deep within my chest. You ask me why I brought you here. I thought it would be obvious. but you being a little dense is just making you even cuter.
I brought you here because I love you. I love you so much. It's weird to be the one saying this, but I don't want a life without you. I want you to always be at my side. That is why I brought you to this spot. It's my holy land. My final bastion against all this shit that is out there in this horrible world.
Yes? Then, are you okay with me taking something from you I wanted for a while now? Good. I wouldn't have taken no for an answer. I love you. I love you. Please become mine. Never go somewhere else. Not without me. You hear me? You don't plan on doing that? Oh my, we got a real stud over here. I'm joking. Thank you. It means a lot to me to hear you say this. Now, want to sit on my lap and watch the moon hit the center of the tire? I'm glad. Mwah. Thank you for bringing light into my life again. I promise I'll make you happier than any of these boring normal girls ever could. Now, you stay comfy on my lap. And I'm going to stroke your hair as we peacefully watch the moon go into